Hi, I'm Gil Headley, and I'm the proud sponsor of the Anatomy and Movement Channel. Welcome. This conference is important. It's both groundbreaking and ground-building. Literally hundreds of thousands of us have gathered here to expand our experience of embodiment, and in so doing, evolve the embodied experience of our world. Embodiment is a practice that anchors us consciously into that which is common to us all, our human body. Regardless of our differences, and we have them, we all live out our lives in a body, and we're all connected by that shared experience. I've been developing integral anatomy for the past 25 years. I believe the human body is not a problem to be solved, but rather a gift to be received and explored. Integral anatomy is an approach to understanding the whole body, which emphasizes textural layers, continuities, and relationships. We notice differences not to create separation, but to appreciate that which unites us all. I'll be presenting here on the Anatomy and Movement Channel, as well as on the main stage, and I hope you'll join me to explore the heart of inner space. And for further study with me, check out my website, gilheadley.com. When you join my site, you'll automatically receive 3 free full-length courses because I'm on a mission to share what I've learned through my own deep exploration of the human form. And I'm certain that these courses will enhance and transform your own embodiment practice. I hope you enjoy the presentation.
Okay, we are live. Wow. Well, I enjoyed what Gil just had to say about the human body not being a problem to be solved. And I think that kicks off our session today very nicely. So what I'd like to start by presenting is this idea of movement being a great catalyst for freedom, freedom in your body, freedom of your mind and spirit. And freedom can mean a lot of different things at different levels, but today, what I want to talk about is on a practical level, you know, the more stiffness and tightness, we have pain, discomfort in our body, then our attention runs to that, to what's going on in our body, and we're not able to relax into this present moment, this beautiful thing that we have going on here, right? On a more philosophical level, the more freedom in your body, the more this gives us freedom in our mind to explore, to be creative, and to see things from different perspectives, right? Who plays the most in our society? Who is the most creative? It's kids, right? And of course, kids do whatever feels natural with their body as well. And, you know, this is something that we can all embody and that we can all get back to. And, you know, what we see more and more is that the more that we're in this lifestyle of sitting so much, thinking so much, living in our heads, we get cut off from everything that's going on here. And this comes with a very structured way of thinking and a very attached way of being, right? Attached to certain things or certain ideas. So when we can, you know, open up in both realms, right? Our body and our mind, these things support each other both ways. We can open ourselves to different perspectives, to bringing in creativity, and to possibly giving up the importance of what I think. Because what I think is generally just a story that I'm telling myself about what's going on here. So essentially, movement is so great because it brings us back into this, to what is right now, this reality. Can be here with our bodies and we can explore and create. So what we're going to do is we're going to get started with a quick warm-up, and I'm going to stop talking because we're going to get through what this is all about, right? So I'd like to start with warming up our wrists a bit. We're going to be putting weight into our wrists, and we want to make sure that they're nice and lubricated and ready to go. So just place them right in front of your knees here. And I just want you to rock forward, side, back in the circular motion. And think about each rock. You can get a little bit further, the shoulders further in front of your wrists here. Boom. Come back. Feel the weight shift in each corner of your hand and fingers. Okay, go ahead and relax. So today we're going to be using tools to unlock mobility in your body, or just to use the movement that we have in our body already. And the reason that you lose it is because you don't use it. So we got to get back to using things like that childlike mentality of exploring, right? So we're going to hop into a downward dog position, like so. I'm sure everyone's familiar here. And we're going to lift one leg, and I want you to open up here. So let this hip open, bring that foot across your midline, really push the ground away. And you'll start to feel here, the more you can push with the opposite shoulder, the more I can open this hip. You're gonna hold, breathe, and relax. Cool, we're gonna switch to the other side. Think about really pushing into the opposite shoulder and letting that other hip really open, fall open. And just feel your body right here. Breathe. There's no right or wrong. But we're going to be using this open hip position as something that we're trying to achieve here. So go ahead and relax. So the people that I can see, it looks awesome. It looks great. You guys can join us in here. If you want to raise your hand, Julie will let you in, and then I can get eyes on you, which is fun. Okay, so I'm going to be taking you guys through something that I've used a lot of, that I've practiced a lot of in my life, and I've gotten the opportunity to go through and train capoeira. So in capoeira, there's a couple movements that we're gonna be using, basic archetypes that are very fun to play with, but then once again, they require this openness of the body to be able to do them, right? So fun and opening the body, best combination that I can think of, okay? So so this is called a hole in capoeira, or we could just call it a roll if you want to get very, you know, English style on them. So what we're going to do is we're going to start in a squat position like so. If you can't sit all the way into a flat-footed squat, feel free to raise your heels. It's okay, but we just want to be deep here. What we're going to do, you're going to place one hand down like so. Boom. We're going to bring this other hand over the top. We're going to place it down. And then we're gonna move this foot. So we're on all fours, like that downward dog position. And then we're gonna do the opposite, bring this leg around until we're back to our squat facing the same direction. So if this seems complicated, it's actually just a cartwheel without lifting my legs off the ground. How would you do a cartwheel? You put your hands here, and instead of bringing my legs up high, I'm going to step, step, and boom, finish. Yes, everyone's looking lovely. Okay, we're gonna do a few more reps here. Get them in. Feel yourself really move each hand, each foot that hits the ground. See how much you can kind of use your arms to express here. Lovely. Hey, Elena. I see you. Okay, go ahead and relax. Oh, I forgot we got music too. Okay, next thing, I'm gonna play a little music so we can vibe out a bit. All right, let's chill for a sec. Let's relax. So I want you guys to know that everything that we're doing here is building up to something. And, you know, everything is also enough material to chew on for a long time, right? So these are all things that you can keep using, keep training, and they're elements to help you express, right? This has been my favorite thing about movement in the last 5 years of my life, is I used to just be very much, well, you gotta squat this way, you gotta deadlift this perfect way. And now I view another side of movement that is more flowy and more equivalent to dance and expressing yourself, right? And I think both are equally important in your development as a mover and a human being. So our next movement, I like to call this an eight skip. So once again, we're gonna start in a low squatted position. I'd like to see you put one hand on the ground like so. And now what I like to call your middle leg, if I had three legs here, it'd be the middle one. I'm going to bring this through like so, through the middle. I'm gonna extend the leg and I wanna stay on the toe of this foot. And I'm just gonna kinda shift my hips forward. Now you can really open them if you want, or you can more so just shift forward, but I want your weight on the toe here and not the flat foot, okay? So let's go ahead and switch to the other side. So I go here, I bring my hand down, I create a really stable base here with my hand and my foot, and then I, boom, shoot this leg forward. I can come back. I'm gonna do it at the camera here. Boom. I like to make sound effects. Makes me feel really flowy when I go, whew. Keep going, guys. I'm gonna come take a look at everyone. Boom. Looks really good, floor. Nice. Justin, looks amazing. Elena, very nice. Vincent, flowing on that beach out there. Jeffrey, I love it. Maggie, nice. C-Joy. Beautiful. Okay, go ahead and relax. Oh, and Julie, of course. Julie's crushing it the whole time. Okay, guys, awesome. Everyone looks really good there. So once again, we're building these tools. These are nice steps up to where we're going to. So our next one, we talked about the whole lay is essentially a cartwheel without moving your feet up. So now we're gonna do an actual half cartwheel. Okay, this is one of my favorite moves. A lot of the reason, because of what I was saying before about being so linear in fitness in the gym, and with cartwheels, we move like this, which you'll never find anybody doing in a gym, moving the torso to side bend and to rotate. So squat position if you can, on the toes if you need to. I'm gonna place my hands to the side just like I did in that whole lay. But now I'm gonna bring one leg up like so. This hip really opens. This is why we did that downward dog in the beginning, to open that hip. And then you're gonna bring that foot down. You're gonna place it down. You'll be facing the opposite direction. Now you guys will see my back here. So I go like this. I open up that hip, really press the ground away, and drop the foot, you're facing the other way. Let me take a quick look at you guys. Looking good. Yes, yes. who's down at the bottom. Andrew, looks really good, man. Looks really good. So, beautiful, beautiful. And remember, this is a stable movement. I'm not doing anything dynamic here. I want this really nice and controlled. So right here, I could pause. I could take a picture if I want. And then I can bring this foot down. I'm just sitting in my squat, right? Nothing is leaving the ground here. Look, press the ground away, pause, foot down. The better you become at it, the more simple it becomes, right? So go ahead and relax. Maggie, very nice. That looks really good. Okay. How are we feeling? Can I get a thumbs up if we're doing good? Oh, wow. 10 out of 10. Love it. Okay. So next, we're going back to this ape skip, okay? This time, we're going to use this to travel somewhere, okay? So it's lovely when we can use a movement to actually locomote, because, you know, it's very functional. It's what we do as human beings, right? So as a human being, we walk on twos now, on legs. But in the past, you know, we get around on all fours. So we go back to our ape skip. So we all got this correctly here. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring this leg back to me like this. And this is going to pull me into this position here. And now I can go to the other side. I put this hand down and I do my skip on the other side. Now, let me show you from a straight on version before you guys start. So I'm here, I'm in my squat. You can shift a little bit to the side. It's gonna be a little bit easier. I press the hand down, leg comes straight, that middle leg. Now I use this to dig the heel in and pull me forward like this. Now, boom, new middle leg right here. I'm here, boom. Okay, let's go ahead and give it a go. We're getting more complex here, as I said, right? This can be challenging. Very nice, Elena. Elena is one of our primal athletes in our small group training, and she has all this nailed very well. I see people figuring it out. Not as easy on this one. And this is half of the fun. Great job, Floor. That looks good. This is half of the fun of this, and half of where all the juice is at, is not being able to do something, trying to do it again and again, not being able to do it, and then boom, something clicks. And you're able to do it, right? The art of learning. You can get better and better at learning, get better and better at developing skill, right? You're getting it, C-Joy. You're getting it. You're getting it. I see you figuring it out. Good job, everyone. I can see everyone's getting a little tired. Yes, Andrew, that's it. That is it. Okay, go ahead and relax. Take a deep breath. Everyone's doing very well. Everyone's doing very well. I like to let everything sink in for a second, right? Now, when we're learning things like this, a lot of these things aren't meant to be learned on the first time you do them, right? A lot of these things, like, people expect to get it right away. We're like a very achievement oriented society. We want to, like, you taught me this thing, now I can do it. It's not the way that a lot of this works, right? You've got to be in the trenches, working on things, refining, doing it wrong for a long time and then getting it right, you know, this is all very, very valuable. And essentially, it's this idea of the journey being much more important than the outcome, where you're going, the destination, right? Okay, so we're going to put all this together now, okay? So this comes into a really fun move that I like to call the half cartwheel skip, something that I love to do. It's so fun. I'm going to show it to you guys, and you guys have learned every element of it. So in theory, you should be able to do it. Maybe not, but everybody's going to be moving towards this, okay? Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into my half cartwheel, and then I'm going to come around into my eight skip, essentially. So it looks like this. Go here. Eight skip. And I'm back to my squat here, right? Let me show you again from this side. Here, half cartwheel, ape skip, and I'm back to my squat here. Let's give it a try. Let's see the process here. Beautiful, Elena. Nice, Andrew. Nailing it, dude. Cjoy, you got it. You just gotta push yourself out of it. You gotta keep using that momentum. Justin, very nice, very nice. Maggie, you're getting there. I see you working. Yes, Floor. Yes. Yes, exactly. Pushing yourself back to that squat. Love it. We're getting after it. Love it. Can I see Julie? Very close. Very close, Julie. That's so close. It actually looks super flowy, though. Super nice. I love it. And that's what it's all about, right?
Nice.
Yes, Maggie. That was it. That was it. God, I love this. I really love it. Okay, let's go ahead and break. Everyone figuring it out. Everyone figuring it out. I love it. So we're going to fine tune this a little bit. I'm just going to take a drink of water if anybody else wants. Pause for a sec. One of the things I really enjoy about training things like this, figuring things out, is that it's not so much about how tired you get physically, but it can be mentally draining when you go over and over and over again. Why can't I get this? Why can't I get this? Get some mental fatigue mixed with that physical fatigue. And you know you're doing something right when that's going on for you. So, like I said, fine-tuning this movement. I'm going to talk about where I see a couple of you guys making, I don't want to call it a mistake. It's just something that I'm not doing, which I'm just showing you a specific way of doing something. It's not right or wrong. It's just one way, right? So once you come here, boom, most of you guys are getting this. Now this top leg goes through. Right now, don't stop here. Right here, I don't really have much options to move on. I'm being very supported by my shoulders here. What I want to see happen, and what will make this move very fun to play with, because you start to develop this kind of rotational momentum, is we're here. I shoot my leg through and I push off with this arm, so then I get back to my squat very easily, right? So you don't wanna get stuck. You don't wanna get stuck here. You wanna push and pull with your leg and get you back here. So you guys that are really getting it nicely, I want to see this rotation, this big rotation. Here, boom, right? Feel your torso and your hips really, really rotating. And you can string them together. Here. There. Okay. We're back to it. Everybody's at a different level. Some people are making it better. Some people are still figuring it out. That's the beauty. Good, C-Joy. I saw that. You got it. Simi, my man, rocking it. Vincent, rocking it. Julie, yes. Yes, that's it, Julie. You got it. Elena, killing it, yes. Andrew, very nice. Can I see Justin? Justin, you are so close. You're so close. I want to see the outside. The outside hip is the one that comes up, right? So when you go here, it's this one that comes up and then around. Nope, nope. Go back to the start, Justin. Go back to the start. And it's going to be your right hip is the one that opens. Yep. That one goes up in the air and opens. Yes. Yes. That's it. That's it. Nailed it. Beautiful floor. Really good. Really good. We got Marta. I haven't seen you yet. Yes. Yes, you got it. Okay, guys, go ahead and relax. This is really cool. I love that we have this. There's about maybe 12 people in here that I can see, and it's very nice. I feel like we got this good intimate class size. I can keep eyes on everyone, and every single person figured it out. And let me tell you, the first round, some was not so pretty, but we got there. Cool, guys. Yeah, go ahead and relax for a sec. Let's breathe a little bit. Get some water if you need some. So that's the big movement that I wanted to work through today. Now, what we're going to transition into now is more of some play, like things that are not so complex, and more so just using our animalistic nature to locomote around to have fun. And we can even put this half cartwheel skip that we all learned here today into what we're doing. So I want to give you guys three different patterns that we can play with. We already did one, and that was the downward dog. We've already done two, actually. So downward dog's here. Now, to move in the downward dog, very easy, like a bear. We just move the opposite leg, opposite hand, and we can creep forward here. Okay? So we only have 10 minutes. So we can't practice every single one here. The other one we already did, essentially. You did the harder version, which is the ape skip. Now the ape is just like this, ape or monkey, whatever you want to call it, but we're traveling sideways. We're using our hands and our feet. We load into the shoulders and the hands, and then we let the feet come along for the ride. Very cool, very cool. And now, the other one that we did for our warm-up was our roll or hole, and that's this cartwheel where we don't lift the legs. Boom. For you guys that have this one down, what you can also do is you can also get your torso low. You could bend the arms here. So I can go like this. Boom. You can play with different things. I can also bring my hips really high here as well. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna open up some play here with these movements. These three movements mainly. And if you, every once in a while, if you feel inspired, throw that half cartwheel skid. Not too much. Save it so it looks really cool and flashy. You know what I mean? So we have our eight. We have our bear walk in the downward dog. And then the hole. I'm going to put the music on and we're going to flow. Okay? We're going to go for, let's see, 3 minutes. And go. I'm going to do it too. Turn on up a little bit. Gosh, too good. One more minute, guys. One more minute. Breathe. Feel yourself flow. Let it come naturally. Be the animal. Okay. Good. How's everyone feeling? Okay. Seeing some thumbs up. Liking that. I'm in a hot like apartment in Mexico, and I'm getting sweaty quickly. Hope everyone else is too. So I want everyone to rest right now, relax, and we're gonna do one more of these improvisation type sessions. Now on this last one, so on the first one, we were trying to limit it to a few different movements, right? Which has a lot of value in it to be limited to a certain amount of things, right? Sometimes there's some freedom in limiting yourself to, you know, X, Y, and Z. On this next round, I want you guys to do anything you want. You want to stand up and just shake and dance, you know, bust out those disco moves, that's fine. But what I'd like to see is you all incorporating some of these things that we went over today and putting your own flair on it, right? I I think this is the coolest thing about human movement, is that you can learn different techniques and you can learn different movements from other people, but you can never be those people. You're going to be yourself, and yourself is going to have its own flair, going to have its own style. And the more that you practice and the more that you let go and surrender, the more your own style can come out and show itself. And when you're being truly authentic, it doesn't matter how good you are at moving. People can sense that, oh wow, this person is just surrendering and they're really letting things flow out of them, and it's a beautiful thing, right? So with that in mind, not going too hard, right? I want you to be able to breathe. Don't lose your breath. Don't get to the point where you're like, I have to stop, right? We wanna stay, you know, calm and move our bodies in a graceful way. Let's do it. Got one more minute of flow. Have fun, really let it out. Really let it out. This can be the best part of the day. When you're out of the mind and you're in the body, you're having fun. Yes. Okay, go ahead and relax. Wow, a lot of you have really cool places to move in too. This has been so fun. I really appreciate all you guys committing and doing these movements, and it made everything really, it gave it an energy that makes it a lot easier to coach and to teach and to just share with you guys. So thanks for showing up, and thanks for participating fully. So we're gonna do some Q&A. Julie's gonna take over.
Cool. So thank you, Josh. I mean, I was moving along and I feel great. And yeah, it got kind of sweaty and fun. So it's so nice. So yeah, Adam is saying so fun. Thank you. Juliet says that was awesome. Thank you. So if any of you guys have a particular question, either put it in the chat or the Q&A. And so Jay says, thanks, enjoyed it. And so Moira says, feel really open. So I have a question. What are your kind of influences that have brought this beautiful movement, flow, and approach together?
Oh my gosh, there's like so many, But like I mentioned at the beginning of the session, I was lucky enough to participate in Capoeira for a couple of years and train at a school with a really good teacher and also just like great students and whatnot. And it really opened my eyes to what movement can be when I was, like I mentioned, when I was in a very structured way of thinking that X, Y, and Z was the only approach. And then, whoa, humbling to see all this. So, you know, I essentially just had to go down this path of like figuring things out more and more.
Cool. Cindy, I hope I pronounced that right, has a question for us. Nose breathing versus mouth breathing. Any thoughts?
Well, nose, always nose until you need mouth. like if you're chilling, for sure nose. If you're sleeping, for sure nose. And if you're moving and you want to stay calm, like we were just doing, nose. Sometimes when you want to ramp things up, you want to do a one rep max, then you got to go to the mouth. If you want to run really hard, you got to go to the mouth. But yeah, nose as much as possible.
Cool. And then Erica has a question. How to deal with patellar tendonitis? She says, I'm afraid to move. So how do you approach this kind of practice if you're carrying injuries?
Yeah, so I had patellar tendonitis for a few years, and this is essentially why I stopped lifting really heavy back in the day. And I have a routine called Bulletproof Knees Routine. It's completely free. You can find it on our website, I believe, or you can just search in the YouTube Strength Side Bulletproof Knees, and do that a lot. Do it frequently, and eventually, like, you'll get to the point where your knees feel more healthy. And then it's very important that you start exposing your knees gradually to new stimulus, right? Because, and this is with any injury, because like our bodies are very driven by the nervous system, right? So when I get some pain in my knee, now my body is really scared to do much with this knee, right? So if I ever get out of line here, I'm like, oh, right? My nervous system does this. So we have to very gradually start to let that knee get here. Okay, feels okay there. Over time, we can bring it lower and lower, not just this movement, but that's just for an example. So yeah, it takes some time, but it's worth it, right? You don't want to live your whole life with a bum knee. So best of luck. You got this.
Yeah, so Justin was asking a similar question, so I hope we've answered that. And then can any age range practice your sequences? Would it be safe for everyone to practice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any age, any background. Movement is movement, right? So it's more so the question is like, how do I fit this to my level or to my background? And the answer to that is just to take things slow, right? Like, don't get in over your head. If something feels really uncomfortable, then we need to take a step back and we need to see what maybe we can do before we get to that, or how we can slow down and make this feel comfortable to our bodies. Once again, the same thing with the injury question.
And so the next one, thank you. Does this type of movement bring up people's emotions, fears, trauma? If so, what do you do? CJ asks, I imagine when it brings up pain, it impels healing. So the emotional connection to these kind of moves.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge one, right? And that's essentially where we were going in the beginning of my chat is what I found and for what I've experienced in my own body, and I've had the opportunity to chat with a lot of people that do the same thing that I do, is that, you know, this concept of like, you can't feel something new until you do something new. And a lot of the time you can't think something new until you do or feel something new. Right? So we're caught in these cycles, these pathways of the same thing, and that maybe be trauma or pain or whatever it is, then we need to break out of that into doing something new, right? And a lot of the time, movement, expression, using your body in a new way, right? Like just shaking, just doing something like this. How often do we just do this? But kids will do this, right? There's so many different ways that we can break out of our habits of what we do with our body. And this will create new links going on. And it can, in some realities, be healing for sure.
I love that. I've just written that down as a quote.
Thank you.
So that's amazing. So Scott says, thanks, Josh. I've been sharing and others have been loving it. Natural movements and primal feel so good. And we also had Elena who says, Josh, you are a star. Love being part of the Primal Athlete. No way I could do all these movements even 8 weeks ago. Thank you. So I think we've got time for maybe one or two more questions. But Josh, where can people find you? And Kirsten, if you have the links there, if we can put those in for people. So yeah, how can people stay in touch and follow what you're doing and learn from you? What's on offer? What opportunities are there?
So first off, thank you guys. Thank you so much for letting me share with you. I generally say to most people, go to YouTube. Like that's where we post content every single week, and watch a video, search your strength side on YouTube, will pop up, watch a video, watch a couple, maybe you'll go down a rabbit hole, see if it resonates with you and what you'd like to bring into your life and if it has value for your life. And if so, there's these awesome things called description boxes on YouTube. And those will have all our links to websites, to Instagrams, to, you know, all this stuff that it's hard to keep up with.
Cool. Thank you. Hubert says, greetings from Poland. I love your videos, Josh. We have Marta in Poland as well. And then Justin says, this is a loaded one. I don't know if there's time for all of this, but what are your thoughts about freedom and the limits of human freedom? In 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Well, I think to complex questions, sometimes there's simple answers. And I would love to have one for that. I think freedom can mean, like, we have to agree on a meaning for freedom first, right? And we're so limited by our language that freedom can mean different things to different people. So, you know, I believe that it always comes back to, like, what is freedom in your own heart? And is there a limitation to that? Well, we are in these physical bodies that limit us to the way that we can experience this life, so of course. But within that, like within constraint, I think, like we talked about earlier, you can find freedom, right? It's just always going to be a subjective freedom.
Cool. And I'm going to get one more question in here from Bayard. Says, thanks, Josh. Been doing your daily practice stretching routine for about a month. Love your stuff. As someone who has the long-term goal of reaching your level of flexibility, how often should I be stretching? I'm concerned about overstretching leading to injury, which I've experienced in the past.
That's a good question. I think that so first off, I'm not that flexible, right? Like if flexibility is your goal, then there's definitely like different routes that you can take and research to just be super flexible. But to me, I more am about like having the capacity in my body to do things that I want to do. So if that resonates with you, then it's not about just stretching. It's about using tools and using movements that allow you to like use your body in the way that you want to use. So stretching is one way to get there. Strengthening and stabilizing is one way to get there. But the best way to get there is just to move. Just to work on doing the movement, right? There's always going to be a mix of these three things, because sometimes there can be some restriction that won't allow you to do a certain movement. So we need to go back to the prehab. We need to go back to getting our general capacity there. But one of the things that works the best to get there is just to do the thing. So don't be afraid to do the thing. A lot of times people over prepare. Go out and do it. Go out and move and you'll be there.
Wonderful.
I think that's a good one to end on.
Yeah, we have this like buy from Cypress, from Flora, knowledge and resources equals freedom, says Scott.
Sí, Joy Flora, says, muchísimas nice
gracias, Joss. Que tengas un fantástico día.
Hey, muchas gracias.
So thank you to everyone. That wraps it up. Thank you, Joss. It's been a wonderful session. So anyone who's been here live, anyone who's watching it on the replay, spread the word. And let's all move and feel that joy of movement and freedom and transformation. So thank you, Josh. And final word on embodiment, Josh. Any final thought, sentence, feeling on movement?
Embodiment.
And embodiment.
It's all there is. It's all there is. We can't separate the mind and the body. Like we are embodied human beings. So let's keep embodying that.
Thank you so much. Okay, that's a wrap, everyone. Thank you, Kirsten, for being our tech host, and have a beautiful day, everyone. Mm-hmm.